I thought about something Pastor Jerry said yesterday, and Pastor had said about Pastor was getting a deck built at his house. And during this time they was getting this deck built, the guys went out there and the ground was hard as a brick. And every time they went out there to hit the ground, they said the tools just bounced back up. And it was not penetrating anything that they was trying to do. They could not dig the hole. But they stayed at it. God said, I want you to remind you that you was out there, you had to dig. But see, what they was doing wasn't lasting. They was digging it from the earth standpoint. Now, the deck that's at your house is no longer there. Something greater came out of that fact that that deck was there. What came out of that situation is Mom Gardner came. God built a stitch into her house. So my point is, the fact that during this time, when they was digging this hole, they couldn't get anything done. But what they was doing, they had their mindset that they was going to do it in their own strength. They was going to make sure it get done. But God said, I want you to begin to see what I want to do in your life. What I want you to see is, I want you to begin to see that the unthings of heaven is begin to open up to you. Just like over here. Have you guys noticed that even the prayer today, we all took place on this side? Do you guys, most of you guys remember that the portal was on this side? Do you guys remember that the oil came from this side? Do you remember that even yesterday, Pastor Jerry was talking, and they were talking about there was an angel? They thought they saw an angel. Where was? On that side. Can you see what God is doing? So I was looking at the fact. I said, okay, so I'm seeing this. And then as the prayer was going on today, I was seeing the manifestation of this. I said, okay, God, we need to be able to see what you're doing. He said, now, what I'm doing in your life is I want PWM to know something. I want to open up your life to the supernatural. I'm opening up your eyes to the supernatural. Even though you might be in the dirt and you might not understand and you might be hard and you can't, nothing penetrate you. God said, I want you to see beyond where you are. It's not about the circumstance or what's around or what's underneath. He said, but I want you to keep digging deeper. See, it's the deeper things that how God's going to get inside of you. It's the deeper things that he said, I got to get the roots deep down in the ground. But it takes some work. It got to take some hard sweat to get in the ground. That's why everything is about the ground. In order for life to manifest itself, something has to go in the ground and die. So what has to die? Myself. Because I'm feeling like, okay, God, I see what you're doing, but then I don't see what you're doing. Because one minute I'm excited because I'm like, God, you done blessed me with this and you're doing that and you brought me through this marriage and you brought me through this, but yet there's some still hardness in there. And then I don't begin not to hear God's voice. And then I get frustrated because I'm not hearing him. Because that's the hardness that's still inside of me. He said, I don't have time to talk to you right now because I'm doing surgery on you. I'm trying to get you lower down to the dirt. But right now you still got some hardness in you. So now let me penetrate something in you because I want you to see what I'm doing. See, I want you to see. You're going to see today. So the things that we're going to begin to see is going to separate us from the things of the world. That's why the message from last week was don't love the world. We got to get away from the world. What is he trying to show us? He's trying to show us his love. Corinthians 13 and 13, give me that scripture up there for me. Now think about most of the gifts that we see in the world or even in the church, even in the church. In Corinthians 13, it also talks about many going to prophesy. We're going to sing, shout, and praises, and we're going to heal the sick. We're going to do all the things. But he says, it's not going to profit you nothing. what he's doing in here, this is what I want you to see. He said, I want you to see this. He said, now abide faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these three is charity. What he's saying? Love. What he been teaching us? He's been teaching his love from heaven. He's not been teaching us the love that we already knew. He said, I want PWM to understand a greater love that's going to last forever. It's not the type of love that we understand from the earth. I can love you, Pastor Jerry, but when I get the love from heaven, I can love all the hell out you. Circumstances will not dictate what I do to you because I have love for my Father. I don't no longer have the love when I was on this platform, but when I get down in the dirt, when I begin to dig my trenches, when I begin to hit the rocks, I got to understand in this house, God said, I'm going to show you my love. Now watch this. He said, see this. He said, now I'm going to use Miss Brenda's testimony. Your car broke down. Listen to this. She got a flat tire. And God touched Pastor's heart because they was having a meeting or something. And he decided, Brenda called him and he decided to go where she was because she was stuck on the side of the road. So he was going to go there and wait with her while somebody come and fix her tire, change her tire. See, y'all got to see this. There was love. He didn't have to go out there. See, we have to see it from where it is. See, we have to see all the manifestations of God. That was love of God for touch his heart because he didn't have to go. That he went out there to sit in the car with her until help came. That's love. But it's not finished. And because of that, the people that he was having a meeting with, I ain't gonna say that name, Rocky, decided to go and make some sandwiches and Jamis was a part of it for what I understand. They decided to go make some sandwiches and water and all these goodies and all this stuff. And they brought it unto them and served them. Y'all got to see the love of God. See, look, nobody told nobody to do these things. You have to understand what's been happening every Sunday in the house. See, you can't miss nothing because every Sunday there's something been happening to build around here, to dig this hole, to put the tree in the ground so it can die, then it can grow. But you got to be willing to go in the ground. You got to be willing to give up the earth. You got to be willing to give up your knowledge, which is nothing. But God said, I want you to see the unseen. So I want you to understand my love first. See, many people got the gift of healing. Many people got the gifts of testimony and finances and preaching and teaching. We got the gifts. But he could say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. But what he's saying, I want you to see PWM. I don't want you to be in that line. I want you to be in this line over here. I want you to operate not just out of gifts, but out of my love. And I got to get back on this side because that's where the portal is. I'm telling you, I saw this thing all night last night. I could not sleep because the only thing I was thinking about is what Pastor Jerry said. I'm seeing angels. I'm seeing angels. Can you see? Can you see the portal? Can you see the angels? And you might say, well, I can't see it. Yes, you can. Every one of you in here can see it. You just don't want to see it. I'm just going to be honest. See, because see, God has said he's not a liar. He's a man of his word. So right now, angels and stuff is real. Your situation right now, what you were dealing with, you think is real. Look. The thing that you see with your eyes is always subject to change. The unseen is eternal. So I'm trying to get you to understand. God says, see me over here. See the portal over here. See the angels over here. What do you believe? Goddamn sinister thing. Listen, look. So then we get, understand the love. So after Rocky and them do what they did, and then a police officer, God said, now, I'm going to show you greater love. I'm going to tell somebody in the world and tell them to come and support you. So now a police officer come, and she began to give assistance. And she came back twice. Why? Because the love does not discriminate. That's that kind of love God telling us to have in this house. That's what kind of love that's going to set people free. Now watch this. The same type of love, God said, I'm showing you something. I want you to see this. He said, you remember when Pastor asked everybody to come and pray for Pastor Jerry? No, not Pastor Jerry, for Michelle. Remember when he told everybody that came up did not have an opportunity to be in self. We did not have an opportunity to be in self. You had to come up only by that love, because he said, we're going to pray for her out of love. See, that's the type of love. And when we did that, when you got out of the way, and when people came to pray, miracles begin to happen. See, that love produces the gift of healing manifest itself. You can't lose sight of that. Same thing the following week. Then Pastor Gloria came. Can you see this? We don't have an opportunity to go through our Christianity prayer life that I could say, oh, Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you heal. No, they came up with the gift of love, and out of the love of heaven, God said, I'm going to manifest healing in your body, and then you begin to walk. Why? Because it's that type of love that God said, I wanted to get it inside of us. I wanted to get past this concrete. I wanted to get it past this stuff, because I'm looking for a people that I can trust with the true and divine power of heaven and authority, that you're not going to steal it from me. It don't make sense that people got the gift of healing and nobody ain't at the hospital healing nobody. See, I want beyond the part of asking for the gift. I want more love. You got to see this thing. You have to see it. Then turn around. I said, okay, God, so this is good. This is good inside of me. So now I'm still have to understand. He said, I want you to see what else I'm about to do inside of PWM. I want you to see. Look at the other things that I'm doing. Now I want to take you from love and how you going to love one another. Give me my other scripture in, give me the one in Mark. No, give me the one in John. Give me John. Look, this is what he's doing after this fact. This is what he's doing to us. There's a new covenant. MPWM. It's a new covenant, guys. It's a new covenant for you. It's a new covenant. He's telling us, I'm giving you something straight from heaven. I'm not giving you old wine. Old Testament had a covenant, but now I'm giving you a new covenant for you. This covenant is an individual covenant that you're going to be able to have and you'll be able to demonstrate. Now, the new covenant I give unto you, that ye love one another. And that's what happened. Can you see that? As I have loved you, that you also love one another. Listen. This is what's going to happen. This is what's happening. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. What do you mean? The love in this house is what's going to set other people free, because they're going to see the kindness and the love. See, when I was struggling, I came to Pastor and said, man, I'm struggling. When I needed some love, Pastor Jerry came to me and she prayed for me. When my brother passed, she came to sit in my car and she gave me a word of encouragement. And then Pastor Gloria gave me them hugs like nobody can hug. Well, Miss Trivia can hug too. But them hugs from heaven, it's just so much substance inside of it. It gives you strength because you can feel real love. I had some people that want to hug me and give me cars, and it was cold as ice. And it's from church. yeah, I got a church card. I got a church hug. And you can begin, when you're in this other realm, you don't have to do anything, guys. You don't have to do anything to feel the presence of God. You know that you're in another arena. You know that you're in another realm, because I'm like, what is this? But see, it's not for you to look down on nobody. It's for you to take that same love and let other people see that they must be a disciple of Christ. So what just happened this morning? You guys didn't even know that I was going to speak on this morning. What happened this morning? That love came on this same side. What a manifestation of God's power was manifesting itself in our lives. Heaven is real to us right now. We have keys to heaven right now. And you know what? That's why we have to be broken. See, you can't say this kind of stuff unless you want to be broken. Because they already know I'm not worthy. But he made me worthy. Just like he's making you worthy. So then he said, okay, now I want you to begin to see the healing. You got to see the healing. So when somebody's getting prayed for, our job is to see it. I was at the stage where I was just believing. But now I'm at the place now that every time I hear a prayer, I'm sitting up there, I'm seeing it. Like she said earlier, when she talked to the prophet, what do you see? A valley of dry bones. No, I see life. When the servant and the prophet was together, and he said, there's more of them on that out there about to get us. He said, no, open up his eyes so he can see what's on our side. So God had to open up his eyes so he could see there was more on the prophet's side than it was the devil coming to attack. Can you see? When pastor's up here talking and he telling, we need to come to prayer, we need to do this, he's saying something, guys. Yeah. We're still going to kick. And one of the things that I say to myself now, and I teach a lot of people with this, but now when I talk to myself, I have to tell myself, get your goat smelling self up and go to church. Why? Because we got it. We think we're something. Yeah. We really think we're something. We good. I don't need to do all of that. I already got some substance inside of me. I already know some things. I already seen some vision. But God said, you know, you better begin to see some other things too. In that time, when I felt like I was going through something, he said, see, you didn't even see the enemy coming. But you got to see. And you better have enough of substance inside of you that you can hear the voice of God. And you take the lessons that you're learning and you take it out of love and you begin to walk it out. Not trying to build your own kingdom because you know something. Give me my other scripture, Mark. One of the things that we still settle for, we don't think is a reality of the things of heaven. We don't think the manifestation, and this is just not for healing. This is for everything. Watch this. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. You got the next verse for that? If you don't, it's okay. So, look, I see men as trees as walking. what do you see? Later on, it says that then Jesus had to put his hand back on his eyes so he could heal him again, so he could see the regular men. Which one you'd rather see? Would you rather see men like trees, which is angels, or would you rather see Pastor Gary and me and Mark? God wants to open up our eyes to see the spiritual things, not just the things in the world. Don't settle for the things that we see with intangible. Let's look for the things that's in the spiritual. Let that be our more life. No, God, don't touch my eyes anymore. I want to see this. I want to be like BJ when he said he looked up and he was in the earth was way over there. He was somewhere else. No, I want to see the things of God. We got to have that hunger to see the things that God wants us to see. The power of God is so strong in this house that it's scary. Your deliverance is already here. Not only the salvation to the point where we try to pull on things. You know, I recognize one thing that what Pastor Gloria said last week. She said, I saw your brother walking, right? And that's what she said. Some of y'all recall that? This is good. You know my brother passed, right? But this is for you. What are you going to believe? What are you going to believe? What do you see? When she said that, I saw it. Even though he's dead in the natural, I still saw him. Now, listen. It's not even in the spiritual realm all the way. Look, she saw him in the spirit where he should be. Because the people don't want him and they don't believe by the faith of God, it hinders what God wanted to do. So what hinders a lot of things that we want is us. Then we want to blame God because it's not manifesting, because God already showed the woman of God that he should have been walking. What do you see? You can just get moved by your emotions and say, well, I want to see the natural and it didn't happen, so now my faith is tore up. No, my faith is increased. I got more faith now because now I understand that this is not about flesh and blood like he said. He said, now I want you to do this by faith. He said, what is hope, son? What is hope? But you got to wait patient for it. Wasn't that said this morning? You got to have patience and wait for it to manifest itself. You have to not let go. You can't get weary and well doing because you're not feeling good and because you might think something is going against you. You still got to hold on to your faith. God is going to restore something inside of us because he loves us that much. Everybody that got prayed for, everybody in this room got the same blessing. But you got to see it. You have to see it. You have to see it. You have to see the angels. You have to see the oil. You have to see the portal. And all that you have to do is say, I see it. Because your faith is kicking in and you send the unseen. So now God said, I'm going to take you up to another level. Why do you think Pastor Jerry could get up here and just flow any kind of way she want to at any given moment or wherever? Just give her a mic and she could, whatever. Take her shoes off and she gone soon. Now, you got to see yourself like that. Just like when Pastor says, stay close. See, he says something in the natural, but you got to see yourself staying close. How many many trees do we really want to dig? Because the process is hard. The digging takes energy. But that's what we have to rely on, the Holy Spirit, to give us strength to get the job done. Because I can't do nothing on my own. That's what I'm realizing. I cannot make it no more on my own. Think about everything that we try to do in our own life. Think about it. Think about all your successes. Think about it. Go ahead. Think about them. Look how well and accomplished you have got yourself at right now. So why are we still calling on God? God has to be the center of everything. He has to be the one that said, I want you to understand. I want you to understand my love is so superior. I want you to understand it's pure enough that it can break every yoke in your life. Don't believe the lie of the enemy. Don't believe the lie of the devil. Even in the beginning when we got saved, he said everything should have happened right there that day one. Even when you got a decision to make and you said, well, I do believe and I still don't see nothing happening. Oh, it's happening. Now I'm going to end on this. I don't know who's going to come up next, Pastor, but I'm about to end on this. It's just like we was praying for my brother. And as we was praying, the whole family was praying and, you know, they were singing songs and shouting and all this stuff. And I was like, well, I can't go in there with them while they're doing all this. I need to be with him alone. And he and when I got to the hospital, the family decided to let me go in there by myself. I said, wow, this is good. This is God. So when I went in there, I took John G. Lake book, the book of the month in there, and I started reading that to him. I said, God, I don't know what to pray, so I'm just going to read this. I'm just going to read the spirit that's on John G. Lake from heaven to get on him, because my faith is not strong enough to raise him up right here. So I just read the book, and then his oxygen level started increasing. Everybody said, you know, whenever you come to the hospital, you go in there by yourself with him, because he was getting better. So they're still praying, and they're like, we believe in God, and, you know, everybody's excited. And then when they said that he passed, I began to see something. And it broke my heart with compassion, because I'm like, you prayed. You sang songs. You put all on Facebook, everything about God and what he's doing. But now you're mad at God. Now everybody's struggling. Now I'm saying this to you because I want you to understand. God already knows your heart before you go in the situation. He already know that you didn't really mean what you were saying, because it's all out of selfishness. You don't got that job because you're selfish. It's really not about the kingdom. It's about you. But I had to check my heart, because I'm like, God, help me to understand, because I got to have that compassion, that love, so they can understand who you are. Out of death comes life. But I didn't see that when I was going through. But I saw it at the end. I'm like, okay. See, you have to understand, God opened up my eyes to see something that I didn't see 6 months ago. Just like Stephen, when he was getting stoned, he didn't want to get stoned. I think I was telling Pastor, I could imagine the Christians praying for him, saying, God, you know, save his life, because he didn't do anything wrong. But yet they said, I'm going to stone him. They stoned him, and God stood up. Pastor Jerry said, what was that you said? Somebody has preached and said that what you said about the guy.
Paul Keith David said, when Jesus stood up, he said, Satan. That one will cost you.
That one will cost you. Deep in, but we read Paul. And that's what it, you can see the situation from death here, but you don't know what God's doing on the other side. See, that's why you got to come back over here. Yeah, it's sorrowful. It hurt. We don't want to see Stephen go. We don't want to see. But Jesus did the same thing with John the Baptist. He left and greatness came. Heaven still opened up. Heaven still delivered. Heaven still said, I'm still going to love you. The devil cannot have you guys. So what you see with your natural eyes is not your eternal life. We're from a whole different world. A whole different universe. Listen, what? He always wants to elevate us. He always wants to take us to a higher level. You cannot figure this thing out in your natural mind. It makes no sense. I didn't think I want to speak this morning. It didn't make sense, but here I am. But God does what he wants to do. Can you see? Can you see God moving? Do you guys know that you're not even on earth right now? We're not on earth. We're going to begin to see more manifestations of God, miracles happening. When you go to work, you're going to lay hands on people and they're going to get healed and you're not going to be a glory grabber. Because we're going to have that charity love and we'll be about the kingdom business and we're not going to try to establish our own kingdom in the earth. He's not going to call us to go write books and do movies about the healing and manifestation that God's doing. If you want to find out what's happening in this house, you're going to have to come here. I'm not going to tell you a story. You got to come and sit at the table of Jesus and get the manifestation for yourself. See, it got to become from a different breed. See, we're not from the earth. I'm not the most intelligent person in the world, but I have a desire to serve God. That's all I want. I want this thing. I want this thing so bad. I don't care what it costs me anymore. I got my family that came from different places at my house right now, and I said, I'm going to church. I can't do nothing for them. If God don't give me some substance of heaven to give them, I'm just in the way. Our good works is going to burn. Your good works is going to burn, period. Love from heaven sets the captives free. It said love covers a multitude of sin. We have to demonstrate this type of love so we could begin to see men like trees. What did you see today? What did you see?
Amen. Amen. Closing remark. So real quick, Robert Surratt couldn't make it today. He texted me last night. He said, I can't make it tomorrow, but I had a dream. And he said, I don't know what it means, but when Pastor Mike said at the end of this very, very good message that, you know, you won't be able to hear about what's going on here that's starting to come up. You've got to be here. And he said, you got to be here and sit at the table. So Rob texted me this dream last night that he had, I guess on Friday or Saturday, Friday night, that he said he was in the, PWM was in the airplane. You know, we're not of the world. That's what the airplane thing is. And he said there was, everybody had a table in front of them. So, right? And then he said certain people's tables were loose. And he was going around fastening the bolts at the table so the table would be secure and they can eat off of them without them moving around and such, you know. And it's probably more to that, but something's prophetic about that, that you got to be here because something's coming. You got to sit at the Lord's table to get what's about to take place here. James, will you come pray for us and close us out, please? Robert can probably tell that a little better, but you can kind of get the gist of it.
Father, we thank you that you have given us this message, that you have allowed us to finally have an opportunity to understand that it's not about what we see in this natural way. The importance is to understand the love that you have for us and that you want us to show the world. You want us to, each and every one of us, to individually show your love, the agape love. Man does not understand love in the way that you want it shown. And Lord, you've allowed us to see that not only do we have to love, but more importantly, we have to look at it from the heavenly. That the whole, everything is about the kingdom. And the center of the kingdom is knowing you, understanding you, not trying to understand ourselves, not trying to understand individuals, but to understand you and to show that love. And not only that, we have to see that the importance of this is a daily thing, that we must die to self daily. Die to self and allow your presence and your love to just engulf us, to take us deeper. Take us to a state, a realm, a place much deeper than man has ever really, really been. Lord, it's almost like saying, for those of us who are Star Trek fans, this journey that we're going to be on is going to a place that man has never been. That man doesn't know. Man has had some journeys, but they have not been able to share it. And because they haven't shared it, they don't know all of it. We are getting a chance, an opportunity to take this journey, to go where no man has gone. Let us embrace going to the spiritual realm, to go to the heavenly, to be focusing on the kingdom, not ourselves, but the kingdom. And Lord, allow us to realize that being a part of the kingdom does bring with it the healing. That every aspect of being a part of the kingdom and being in the kingdom, being in the spirit, allows us to understand the way God truly designed us and wanted us to be. But because that Adam fell and the devil tricked him into giving up our life the way you designed it for in the beginning. But now you're giving us another opportunity to really begin to walk in the kingdom, to live in the kingdom, to be in your presence, to be around in your love. And we're going to show others love. Lord, we thank you that you blessed PWM, blessed the pastor to recognize early on that what you wanted wasn't what the traditional church was about, but what you wanted from him to be is an example and to be that, to show the world the new kingdom, the kingdom as it was supposed to be. Now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, let us remain focused on the kingdom, on your presence, on your love, on the healing. Let every aspect that we think of be that of the kingdom, not about ourselves. Let us no longer even dwell in the religious realm, but let us focus on the heavenly and the supernatural. Let us focus on you and your ways, your character. Let us understand that the true meaning of charity. And be with us this day. Again, Lord, we know that you're not going to leave us. We're not going to part from here. But Lord, let us just embrace being in your presence ever the more. In Jesus' name.